My name is Chanel. I am 15 years old.
My name is Rayona. I'm 12 years old.
My name is Shaquille. I'm 12 years old.
My name is Michaela. I'm 13 years old.
We interviewed Daryl Barron
on March 3rd, 2015.
My childhood was a challenge. I was born up Northview Heights. I was raised out Homewood, and then I moved to the North Side. Every area that I lived in, heavy violence, family members that I were close to were heavily into the gangs. It was some challenging times. My favorite childhood memory was when I was playing youth league football. I had scored 6 touchdowns in 1 game. At the time, I didn't know how important touchdowns were to the game, but after the game, I was praised like a king. My high school I went to was Oliver High School. When I graduated from high school, I became a young father. And I had to make a decision, either raising my child or continuing school. And I chose to raise my child. Raising my kids, it was a challenge. We lived on the North Side. My son, he went to Oliver High School, and then he went to Perry High School. My stepdaughter, she went to City High. Raising kids into adults is a challenging task. First, you got to make sure that your children are staying focused on their academics. One thing that I always tell my son is that you can be cool making straight A's. That's the coolest person, because at the end of the day, you graduate with honors and you can move on to the next stage of your life, which can be college, which can be a trade school, which can be cosmetology. Whatever you feel, then that's what you aim for. He got accepted to 4 different colleges right now, and he's doing very well. My stepdaughter, she had graduated from Lincoln University. She moved to Atlanta. She just purchased her first car. She's doing pretty well. If you're persistent, you'll get it. If you're consistent, you'll keep it. Persistent means if you don't have something, you're going to keep on trying, you're going to keep on trying, you're going to keep on trying, you're going to keep on trying to get it. But once you get it, you stay consistent on what you were doing to get it, and that's how you keep it. My role models, to be honest, was 2 of my family members that had got murdered in the streets. I learned from them what not to do. Sometimes you learn a lot more from failure than being successful. I've always been working with youth. I've been coaching football, basketball for about 10 years now. Got into the social services. I always like to help out. I always like to give my advice to the youngsters just from the experiences that I have been through and that I have seen. I'm able to relate to majority of these young men and women that came through the fire that I've been through.